What part of this external banking of fire plays in this?
In a sense, you may say nothing at all.
It's a ritual.
It's a ritual which can be purely mechanical. But if you people are told that, look, you are all ignorant, and I am giving you this ritual only outwardly so that something of it may go into you, then people while doing it will remember that something internal is to be done. It might only help a little, and one day you might hopefully ask a deeper question saying, please tell me what is internal. So this is maybe only a help for that fortunate day. But otherwise, in itself, it has no basic meaning. Although it has no basic meaning, it has a social meaning. Meaning thereby, that if you have this ritual, and you tell people, connect together, all of you, for that ritual, it will bring people together. And solidarity of groups is always a good thing. On one particular thing, if people can come together, then from time to time people will forget their quarrels and they will come together one day. That helps a little. And also when people come together, then there will be some discussion about it as to what is the inner meaning of it. Then one might turn to the inner meaning by social intercourse. So there is a hope that by doing so, internal meaning will be found. That is why in the Indian culture, it was always told that external rituals are only imitations of the internal. That's right. Keep it doing it so that one day you might remember and you might really enter into the real Yoga Shastra. But it was said very clearly that these will not take you to the real solution. These are preparations maybe, initiations perhaps, but they will not take you to the right thing. Unless you psychologically do operation, Yoga Shastra is the real Shastra by which alone the real liberation will come. Now, the struggle of man is a struggle at this point. We are groping, we are committing errors because of our disinclination to consent for a greater light. We confine ourselves to error, insist upon the error, and therefore we reap the consequences of that, and that is the law of karma. By insisting, and the end of it also is good. If you go on insisting, ultimately you will go into greater falsehood and a greater falsehood until a point will be reached when you will find yourself exasperated of it. Then you will say, now I don't want any more. Then you will find escape from it, release from it. So the law of karma is not the law of eternal damnation as in some religions it is. The law of karma is actually certainly a kind of increase of whatever you do. It is an increase. The law of karma is a law of increase, you might say. Whatever you insist, it is increased. That is the law. If you increase the desire for light, then that will be increased. If you increase the desire for insistence upon error and falsehood, that will be increased. But ultimately when it is increased to the great extent, then it carries a cure within itself. The extreme insistence on it takes you to a point where you really say, I want to be free from it. This is how we find in the story of Vali, story of Ravana. By doing evil, they go on and on and on until a point is reached when they want a relief.
That means there's an evolution.
There's an evolution, exactly. But it depends upon in what direction you want to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So by a conglomeration of all these points, if you can succeed in turning the will towards the Agni, if Agni can be raised up, or if the divine will begins to manifest more and more, which is called Kripa, the grace of God, not your effort, but Kripa in itself. You just call the Kripa of God.
Your good fortune, would you say? Would you say it's your effort? It's Kripa,
it is His will that if it is any kind of a cause, even a good fortune means that you have earned that in the past. It is not that either. Grace is grace. It is simply His will. It is also one of the processes by which it can be done. You can also earn grace. If you increase a good will, if you increase the Agni, then grace also can be brought down. But it can come out even without it. Because grace is not bound by anything. A robber can become Valmiki simply by grace. It can happen.
Ahetu.
That also can happen. Now, having seen this, this is, I told you very briefly, but this is the real analysis at its root, at its point of acuteness, where exactly the problem lies, and whether God is responsible for all this or not, and the answer is yes. God is responsible for all this. God has designed all this, and God is not at all absurd, or He is not at all shy about this.
He is doing all this to help you break your...
That's right, absolutely. This is the process which has been laid down, so that the ultimate goal, in which the totality can manifest in the embodied condition, is achieved.